isn't this show supposed to be about quiet times? Well, it doesn't have to be boring.
FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity, and this is Lwando and aka Mawanza driving the best show, touching the world with the word of God. This is the best show, guys. This is your place to be, a home where you get encouraged to be able to connect with God. Quiet Time Show. What does that mean? That means you sit down, you allow God to speak to you by doing what? By reading the Bible, not allowing anything to disturb you. That's why we call this show Quiet Time Show. We actually from a city called Johannesburg, found in South Africa. That's where we are. That's where we are even right now at this moment. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. And how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Very excited.
Yeah. How excited? Yeah.
Very excited. Like, you were looking at me like, are you serious? Are you excited the way you responded? I'm excited.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I can see you excited. Wow. What's making you excited?
I woke up, I was excited. Like Jesus, when he spoke to, Pilate, he said, for this I was born. And I thought, you know, for being excited, I was also born. Maybe that's the reason.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? Why you excited?
I'm excited. You know. Obviously, in a way that, you know, I've got my own. We have our own way of showing how excited we are. You know, like Lwando, he will speak so loud, and just know when he speaks loud like this, just know he's excited. He's excited and all that. when he speaks slow, just know, this guy is not in
the mood. So, what about you? When you speak slow, that means you're excited.
Like, it's like, you know, like with me, I'm excited because why? Because I'm standing and I'm speaking to you out there and all that, and you know, I'm like excited. So, at times, I can be
makes you excited.
I can be just standing. I'll be like, dancing and all those things, they're like, this is going down.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah. So, dancing makes you excited. Is it dancing or standing that makes you excited? I want to get, or is there another thing that's greater behind, beyond just
behind
your dancing?
Yes, yes, otherwise. Whatever it is, yes, I could be standing or dancing and all that, but behind there's something that's making it, that's making me dance, or something that's making me like, wow, okay, yeah. And that is what? That's God. God is what's good. Making me excited.
Yeah.
You know, because why? He's like he's an awesome person. Because you know, without God, you wouldn't be where you are right now. You wouldn't be. Like you wouldn't be doing so much amazing things, because you know, because God has given you the courage, he's given you an awesome platform, he's given you an awesome thing, whatever it is, he has given you for you to be there, for you to be doing, for you to be out there and so forth, you know,
fulfilling your purpose. Though it's cold, because today I don't like the wind. It's over.
It's not that cold, man.
It's cold for me.
It's not that cold. It's just cool. It's just a cool
breeze. It's not cool. Not at all.
It's just a cool breeze. Tomorrow you'll see. The following day to be like a beautiful warm day.
So you're saying it's
going
to be worse than how it is today?
It'll be a beautiful warm
like
day the following day.
Bad prophecy, brother.
It's a
don't
warm
prophesy
day.
Like that.
No, he didn't listen to me. It's okay. A warm, a beautiful day the following day.
Okay.
That's how it is. Okay. Because right now we're in spring. It's not like in winter. In winter where like today it's cold, then the following day gets worse and worse.
Worse, yeah.
Yes. So it's now we're still in spring season. So just forgive the weather. It's still developing and so forth.
But at least you know we actually even getting off spring. We're leaving the spring behind, because I don't like the wind, the dust that comes with the wind. It's very bad. We don't want makeup. Makeup is not for guys. So this wind can actually put makeup on you with the dust. Yeah, so don't forget to visit us on our website, www.activefm.co.za, our Facebook page @activefm777, and Instagram page @activefm777. And what we're going to be talking about, part two of Discover to Be Recovered.
Yeah.
Part two. It's very interesting. I'm going to be reading from an exciting scripture. So guys, this is us.
Yeah. Just hold on to your chairs, and yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
though.
Chillin'. Probably hit a switch, put the windows down so you can hear it. Every night it's like I have another dream that I'm in the clouds, gone with it. All the drama and the pain that I've been around is knowing it, man. I wanna be there. Lord, I really hope that you know. I've been holding it down, just waiting on my cue to go. Flying through the sky with a golden smile. I wish I could fly with my homies. Open up my wings and shake this weight off of me. Go to the moon to find you, to find you. Hoping that soon I find you, I find you. I can hear him talk, I just tune him out, no feedback. They can find me at the cross, I'll be kneeling down where you will be there. And if they really wanna kill me, y'all push me to the ground, so be it. But I know that they won't ever put me out, cause you gon' be there, I know you'll be there. Lord, I really hope that you know. I've been holding it down, just waiting on my cue to go. Flying through the sky with a golden smile. I wish I could fly with my homies. Open up my wings and shake this weight off of me. Float to the moon to find you, to find you. Hoping that soon I find you, I find you.
Dear Father, for my haters, lay me down to sleep. It's a couple things that I love to hang around and see. I ain't got the time to try to make a hater proud of me. Got two little boys, I'm just trying to stay around and teach. Long as you and I are straight, I'm okay. Will or won't I make it through the fire, who am I to say? But if I'ma do the job, I need that moving mountain fate to escape suicide, hoping you provide a way to fly away.
I wish I could fly with my homies. Open up my wings. Wait up for me. Go to the moon. Find you. Find you. Hoping that soon I find you. I find you. Find you. I wish I could fly with my homies. Open up my wings and shake this. Wait up for me. Go to the moon. To find you, hoping that soon I find you, I find you.
Music is hot music, and that was Flo and Basil. Find you. Are you finding? Are you finding Jesus?
Being found. He says, you know, I didn't love you, so you didn't love me first, or you chose me. I chose you.
Yeah.
And it's, for me, it's like it sounds almost the same to say, no, you didn't find me. I found you.
Yeah.
And that's what actually the topic is about: being being discovered, to be recovered. That means he has discovered you. That's why now he's able to do what? To recover you.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Before we continue with this part two, if probably you've listened to our previous show, we spoke about this about what? Discover to be recovered.
Mm.
Yes. And also we're just having a discussion of when. Of like he came, Rondo came up about one of the artists who and out of a gloom I discovered God. When you spoke about that, or when I saw that, I was like, no, there's no such thing. No. Even one of my other colleagues came into our office and she overlooked through the internet and she was like, no, there's no way. So it's not people won't not gonna believe this and so forth. So yeah, if you've listened to our previous show on now, or you're only listening to us now, start downloading the previous show so you can understand and then we listen to this one.
It will make more sense.
Yeah.
You know, without taking your time or wasting your time, we're gonna be reading from the book of Ezekiel chapter 37. I hope you know what you're talking about, because if you don't, that means you're not reading your Bible. So the great important thing in life is to get to know your Bible, because the more you know your Bible, the more you know God. So reading from verse 1, it says, "The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones." Say bones, man.
Bones.
Like
Mr. Bones.
Yeah, like that guy when he saw his wife, like, "My bone." Yeah, man, that's a bone, yeah. Yeah, so verse 2 says, "He led me back and forth among them. I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley. Bones that were very dry." Keep that in mind. "Bones that were very dry. He asked me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?'" "Can these bones live?" "I said, 'Sovereign Lord, you alone know.' Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.'" That's why it's very important to examine your words before you speak. That's why, like, man, you're telling me that tomorrow is going to be even worse and cold. And then you prophesy. Your prophecy was good. So let's hope tomorrow it's going to be warm compared to today.
Yeah.
Then verse 4 says, "Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you." First thing. "And you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin." Good. "I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded. As I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Wow. "I looked and tendons and flesh appeared on them, skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to them, he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says, come breath from four winds and breathe into this lane that they may live." Wow. "So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army." Sounds impossible. You know when you read something like, maybe those people, those people who say, you know, the Bible actually comes from white people and they wrote it down in someone's mind just to oppress South Africa and Africa and other nations. Like, serious? This is one of the stories that can make you think like that. This is not true. It's not true. This guy is true. God is true. God is amazing. He is able to do anything. But you know, we're not focusing on that now. What we're talking about, dry bones. We don't know how long they have been there. We don't know for how long they were in the valley, and for how long no one even discovered those bones there. You see, but it's amazing, because that God comes on the prophet and he places his hand on him and he carries him with his spirit to the valley that was filled with bones. But God is taking this guy to the valley that God has seen. That means God has discovered the problem. He has discovered the dry bones that were scattered, and there was no way that even the bones, they could think that they can be recovered. That's actually the great thing, that, you know, we can't even say the bones were hopeless. They had no breath. They had no mind to reason or think about anything. It was over for them. But it's amazing if God can actually discover such. And God said, you know, though I discover you, the fact that discovering has a purpose. And the purpose of discovering is to recover what I discovered. That means it doesn't matter what mess you are in. I don't think as we breed, we have ever been in situations where we have been so dead. You know, when you're dead and you're in the coffin, you're in the grave, that's better. But imagine you are dry bones. That means you have been left there. There's no flesh in you. You don't even exist. You're just bones that are scattered all over. I mean, no one can actually look at you and say, this person will live. Most of people, like, they will see a skeleton, like a ghost. Yo, they're gone. They're running away. They're running away. But if God can actually do that, the worst situation, I don't know any situation like that has ever happened. Like that. But God said, you know, I have a purpose. God has purpose even for dry bones, scattered bones. How much more purpose does God have for you? How much more does God have for you? Yes, you may be in pain. You may be in shame. You may be oppressed. You may be discouraged, disappointed by things in past, by the things that are happening right now, maybe in situations we don't know what it is. But one thing that we know is that God has discovered you through the grace that's on the cross, which is Jesus. And it has discovered you and poured out his blood, his life. He laid down the life of his son so that he can recover you out of your problem, and it's possible with God. So that's the whole thing. It's about that, you being, you know, recovered. Because we live in moments, you know, when you have that bad situation, like, you know, my life can never be better because my dad was never there anyway. And you just accept things the way they are, and you never think that things can be better. You never think that you can be a different person or be beyond the way you are. But guess what? With God, it's possible.
Yeah.
Out of whatever that you have just decided this is a norm, God is able to recover you out of that. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what I'm facing right now. You know, as Christians, they are just... I can sound like I'm talking to people out there in the world, but you as a Christian, me as a Christian, there are things that I can even think of them right now. Maybe it's porn. Maybe it's certain things, like maybe struggling at home, not doing well in terms of my finances, or maybe a job. And guess what? And it just feels like, you know, this thing will never go away from my life. I will always be in this thing. I will always be struggling with this thing. This thing will always affect me. So I just need to accept and find peace with this problem. And thinking that God, when he created Adam, he created him with that. But that's not a norm according to God. That's not the original design that God actually gave us. And God wants us to actually recover us out of the things that we say, no, they're just norm. Because they're not to God. Maybe to me and you, it has to be a norm, but to God, God says no. No, I know you have been, you know, living crippled. Now I'm talking like in a physical way. In a real way, you're crippled and you're in a wheelchair, but God's saying, no, you can still be recovered. Whatever you have lost, it's an arm, it's your foot, it can even be recovered, even if it's that.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, like I'll just mention something, like, do not, maybe someone in line, you're like, things are tough out there, or someone in line, you're like, how do you get discovered, you know, like, probably there'll be something, like, you wanna get out of this mess. You know, like, even myself, I had that situation where, like, you're not, you're literally tired of living this life.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you can feel that way, I'm becoming a monstrous person. Or I'm becoming like a person who's being hated out there because of what I'm doing, etc. You know, but you, in order for you to get out of that, is that God wants your life to turn around to become the better thing ever. He doesn't want you to become that thing that you used to do. Like like this awesome movie from Imagine. You know, I can't stop talking about that movie. That movie is still in me. Like the father of this guy. I'm just gonna speak about this one character. The father, forgot the name of it, but just look out for the movie Imagine. It's a Christian movie. It's an awesome movie out there. So now this character like is a father of this awesome son, and is a wife of a wife and so forth. But now with this father, all of a sudden he's just angry with every single thing. I don't like literally he's angry. Like he's literally angry with his son, he's angry with his wife, he's angry with whatever, he's complaining. Every single thing, even if his son is like, you know what, he wants to do something better with his life, he wants to go out there and share the word out there by what? By going out there with the band, you know, like he, obviously he was the son was in a band of going out there doing Christian songs and so forth, you know. And the father was like angry, like was complaining that you don't have time to do this nonsense, you know, you don't have time to do this and blah 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 blah. And now the father's so angry and so forth and blah blah. And then someone at line he discovered that, wait, I'm becoming a monstrous person. I'm becoming a monstrous person. How did he discover that? Because he listened to his son's music that Wait, is God real? Is God real? And someone in line he went through the Bible, and he ended up discovering more. He ended up discovering more of what he used to do. Yes. What he realized that, wait, I'm becoming a monstrous person. Mm. And someone in line, God will just show you that, wait, you are becoming a monstrous person. You need to change your life. You need to change what the things that you used to do. You need to change them, because someone in line is going to mess you up out there.
Yeah.
Probably you out there, you want to change. You really want to change. You're tired of living that life. Someone in line, God wants you to change.
Yeah.
And when you change, believe me.
Amen.
Believe me. Yes, it's going to be hard, but someone in line is going to change you, and it changes every single thing around you. You know, so he wants to change, he wants to discover you, and he wants you to accept him in his life.
Yeah.
Go on, get ready for the good news, the coming of kingdom of God. Celebrating Jesus' victory when he gave his life on the cross. We won't be keeping the word to ourselves. Stepping out of the familiar. Stepping forward into the unknown. Guided by the Holy Spirit. Spreading all the word like a wildfire. Stirring up the hearts of believers. We proclaim the gospel, your gospel. A wildfire spreading your word like a wildfire, a wildfire.
The exceptional new act of worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes. Available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
Talking about being discovered to be recovered, very, very exciting topic from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, from verse 1. It's an amazing story that gives us so much hope. It doesn't matter how things they can be and where we find ourselves. But, you know, when we look at that, we know that God is able to do anything. He's able to do anything. He's able to heal us out of any situation. It doesn't matter where we find ourselves. And we thank God. And what we're going to do, we actually, you know, going to pray. After we're going to give an altar call, we're going to do an altar call, give an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. We're going to do a short prayer, praying for people who are oppressed by situations, praying for people who are giving up in terms of life, or we have people who have given up. We're going to pray, we're going to declare, we're going to pray for healing, and believing that whoever listens to this show will be healed. They will I feel a touch from God and their lives will never be the same. It's a step of faith. So you can pray this prayer if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Pray, Dear Jesus, I accept you, as my Lord,
and
Savior.
Come
live in me. Let me serve you.
For
the rest of my life.
In
Jesus'
name,
I pray.
Amen.
Now we're gonna pray, myself and Wandile. Don't be surprised when he's praying, I'm also praying. We're just gonna declare the word of God over the people who are sick, the people who we have become tired of this life, the people who thought there's nothing better, there's nothing more but than this hurting life. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray, Father God, Lord, for people, Jesus Christ, Lord, who are hurting, Jesus, who are, Lord, living in strongholds, Lord. We never think that this life can ever be better. We never think that, Jesus, Lord, there's a life that's greater beyond this hurting life, Father God. That, Lord, we know that, Jehovah, Lord, you have discovered them. We pray that you recover them, Lord, into your greatness, into your healing, into, Father God, Lord, a victorious life, Father God. We declare, Father God, those who are sick, those, Lord, who are crippled, those, Lord, who are lacking, Lord, some parts of their bodies, that, Lord, you will restore them. You will recover, Father God, whatever that the enemy has stolen from them, Lord, through sin. And, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray, God, for your greatness, Father God, even over the persecuted church, Lord, that, Jesus, Lord, you will bless them, Lord. You will give them the strength, Lord, to run the race and finish the race. We pray for your restoration, Lord, in the family. Yes, in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray that people, Lord, will experience you and they will be healed completely by your power. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Yeah, amen. Probably you saved out there. You probably out there. You felt the touch from God. You know when you feel the touch of God, it's like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know when you had that. Yes, like, it's literally amazing. It's really awesome. Like, you just have the touch of God that, yeah, you know, this monstrous thing that I used to do, this mess up I used to do, it's gone. It's no more. It's the new me. And that's how it is when you accept God. Because you know what? God loves you. He loves you so much. Don't forget that. Otherwise, thank you for listening to our awesome, amazing show. Don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za. You can catch all our awesome, amazing shows on our awesome platform, on our awesome website. And you can also go to Active TV YouTube channel. And that's where you can look out on our awesome podcast shows on Fridays, etc. And also, don't forget to visit us on our awesome Facebook page, @ActiveFM247, @ActiveFM247. And also, don't forget to visit us on our awesome Instagram @ActiveFM247, @ActiveFM247. Otherwise, we're going to leave you with some awesome tunes out there. Otherwise, myself, Wandile K, Mr. Mawanza, and Mr. Luandos, we are signing out. Peace out, and God bless.
Yeah.
Christ music is hot music. Yeah, the bio.
Let's just say I heard the truth.
Against my broken skin, my voice is dry, crying out so long. I can only sing this song. Will you hide me in your shadow? Will you hide me in your grace? Let me warm up round your fire. Storm clouds and darkness gather over.